welcome to the Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing with SEO.
Yeah, I was going to say, you screwed that one all the way up.
It's like totally...
Oh, man!
Reverse and try that again.
Hi, and welcome to the SEO podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing.
There you go.
There we go. My name is Chris Burris, owner of eWebStyle.
I am Charles Lewis, your Internet Marketing Specialist.
Hey, we want you to remember we are your friendly local
neighborhood.
I forgot. I'm screwing everything up. Should I just stop? We are your friendly local neighborhood top position snatchers, where our mantra is do not be a douche.
Don't be a douche. Don't be a douche. Not a good thing.
You are listening to the most popular SEO podcast on iTunes. That is because of you. You guys can follow us. Facebook.com/eWebStyle. Twitter.com/eWebStyle. YouTube.com/eWebStyle. Ooh.
Yeah.
And you can also send us an email, podcast@e-webstyle.com.
Yes, sir.
You know what? I don't have the tip from our last podcast. Here's a tip from this podcast relevant to the last podcast.
Don't forget your tip from last time.
And go listen to the last podcast. Yeah. This is podcast number 118.
You
go back and listen.
Have a tip.
We wrote it down. I just don't remember what it is.
Listened three times in like 3 minutes.
If this keeps going, it's gonna get ugly. Let's see. We should have a tip. Go listen to the last part. Do you even remember what we talked about last time?
I'll post it on Facebook.
Yeah, we'll post the tip on Facebook. We got news. News today. This is pretty cool. Motorola is upgrading the Zoom. So you know the Zoom. They're advertising the hell out of it. Mm-hmm. It's the Android device that's probably right now one of the closest to the iPad.
Yep.
And they're upgrading it to 4G LTE, mm-hmm. which I didn't know that was like an option that they could do. But you got to send your tablet back to get it upgraded to 4G LTE.
Oh, so it's... Well,
that sucks.
Yeah, that sucks bad.
It's nice that they'll allow you to upgrade it, but
I wonder if that has anything to do with the merger. I mean, well, with the buyout, rather. Hmm. You know, Google bought Motorola, and so it would make sense for them to improve their Android devices. But the fact you got to send it back, that sucks.
Yeah, that's weak.
Boo.
Oh, this is, you know, we often talk about Google monsters.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have in the past. One of the Google monsters is being retired. Google is retiring Googlebot News.
Yeah. Sayonara.
And the picture was so cute. I'm like, oh, why are you letting Googlebot News go? He was so nice to us. Facebook hits 1 trillion pages.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Yeah, that's highly impressive.
And Steve Jobs is retiring.
It's a great job, Steve. I mean, you know, I am a MacBook user, shout out to Steve for.
What kind of phone you have?
Android.
And tablet?
Android.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not much love for Steve Jobs here, huh? Just the MacBook.
Yeah, Windows PC.
All right. We've covered like all the bases there. We're like blew through Gino time limit in nothing.
Yeah, this somebody should be happy. Who was hating on that last time? Somebody was, you know, I forgot. Well, punch in the face to you, right? You should be happy.
You know, I didn't even check reviews, although I did last night. There's another. I messed up before we even started. That's how good I am at messing up today. I did check last night. We didn't have any new reviews on iTunes, so I need another tear tattoo.
Shout out to at NetLorb, remember National Arbors?
Yeah.
So he calls the other day out of the blue just to ask some questions about his website and caught me totally off guard. And, you know, usually, you know, we're not a client. I'm not going to dedicate some time, right?
Right.
But I did.
Right.
Good. And so then I was like, well, what's your website? Pull it up after. This is 10 minutes into the conversation.
Right.
I put it up and said, oh, yeah, I saw this website before. He's like, yeah, you guys reviewed it.
This looks familiar. Yeah, you did a review of it.
Yeah, you shouted out to me. So punch in the face for NetLarb. He said he still loves the podcast. He's trying to catch up, but he watches faithfully. So
cool.
So deuces to you, man. Punch in the face, and thanks for the support.
Excellent. Also, Dean Calhoun, he's always interacting with us on Facebook. He's provided some good information. I can't remember.
Yeah, he posted the link about the Google site. Site listings.
Oh, okay.
The site listings changed, and I just posted another link we're looking at, which is pretty good. Google released a 4-minute video talking about algorithm changes, how they work, how they do it, and so I'll be reviewing
The process of doing the algorithm changes. So not anything recent, but the actual, like, we run it through this department, and then we survey it through these people, and these testers come in.
Yeah, I mean, so I'll watch it and probably blog post about it. So.
That'd be cool.
So stay tuned for that.
Cool. Well, because you guys have requested that we interview someone, like from the moment you suggested that, we've been working diligently to try and find somebody, and then somebody accidentally showed up at our office today. So
we should interview him.
It's like the Charlie Brown and, you know, Friends, you're going to be our interview person today. So, no, we're very lucky to have Christina Hawkins. She owns a web design and development company in another part of Houston. The company is actually a top 30 web design company, according to the Houston Business Journal.
Yeah.
Interesting story. The reason we got kind of reacquainted, and I say reacquainted because we don't really remember each other at all. We went to high school together, same grade even, right? In a school of 25. My brother graduated with 25. So
hold on,
maybe
graduating class of 25. 25.
So it's a tiny school. Yeah, like we had to like trip on each other at least once. Wow. Did you remember I had a cast?
I did.
Okay, so she say at least I stood
too.
Out.
I did too.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't know. Wow. So it's that small, and we made that little of an impression on each other. Yeah. It's just bizarre.
Like, wow, the Wonder Years all over again.
Anyway, so that's a kind of unique story on how we got reconnected. Reconnected. She is a top 50 women business owner in Houston. She's got a BA, MSA, you know those acronyms, whatever, you know, piled higher and deeper. I don't know if you've heard that joke. Master's in System Administration, that's actually awesome, and Director of Communications for two organizations, that's the FPWA and the ABWA, both of them women's organization. If you haven't figured out, she's actually a woman, which is a first for our podcast, so we're really excited. Christina, come on out here and join us. Yay.
I stand between you two.
Yes.
You can get in the middle.
Get right in here. Wave out to all of our watchers, which at this point is two.
Two.
Counting Chuck.
It's more than me, so great. Yeah, excellent.
So we're excited to have you.
Excited to be here.
We talked a little bit before we started the podcast. You know, I didn't mention this. For 13 years, you've been doing web design and development.
Yep.
That's like three lifetimes in internet land. So changes, I want to kind of at first focus about the changes from day one when you start doing web design. First, how'd you get into web design? Like, what drew you that direction?
I got into it. I was IT the whole time, and I taught people how to use Windows, you know? Taught people this whole thing called Windows and how to click on the button.
Was
the
that,
whole
three, clicking. That was 3.1, right?
3.1, man, when it was still blue screen. There was This was all... Wow. I mean, I remember the days, I'm sure you guys too, with the floppies. You take in a floppy, take out a floppy, spell check, put your F in, press F7, so... Those days.
Right.
But I started out, my very first day, my very first big IT job was build us a website.
Wow.
That's how I started. Very first hour,
I've studied for this I was drawn to it.
No.
Like,
you build a website.
Technical person.
Yes.
Do that.
Yes.
Well, make us a website.
You talk about the difference between 13 years. That's what it was. If you were IT, you built the website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember? And it came out, you had Notepad.
Notepad had the little, that's for all y'all WYSIWYG users and people building pre-made templates and stuff, you know, stuff right here. Notepad, Notepad back then wasn't even color coordinated.
No, you had to look for the tables and the table cells and the rows, God forbid if you left out a TD, you know,
Then
opened it up an IE.
Right, justified.
Right.
It was Netscape.
Netscape.
That was the big one at the time. Like when we started, we didn't design for anything else. It was Netscape only.
Yeah. AOL. AOL had their own browser.
And they were a little bit different,
and they still at the time, I think, used the IE engine.
Right.
The Internet Explorer engine at the time.
Which explains why it was dysfunctional.
Yeah. God forbid.
Still dysfunctional. You know,
the first time in as many years, I finally went to a client and they had AOL open looking at their website. And I'm like, oh, no. Please tell me, God, no. So I had to get them out to show them what it really looked like.
with the real community.
Yeah. So that's how it started.
Thrown into doing a website.
A four-letter domain, ympo.org.
Wow.
Can't get those anymore.
Those haven't been available for like 8 years or something.
Yeah, that was it.
That's pretty cool.
From then, it was had to move on. Get my own company started because I married a Marine, moved everywhere, had to have my own deal.
Mobile business,
didn't want to find a job every 2 years. So,
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. But in the IT, it's not too bad. You could pretty much find a job, but you're always at the bottom.
Right, you start, welcome. Make us a website.
Exactly.
Again. So, you know, this is an SEO podcast, and there are two things that we kind of tend to focus on. Is of course search engine optimization, and then what we call SEVO, search engine visitor optimization. What you do with the client after they show up to your website from, you know, usually from a search engine. What's changed from like when you first made a website? We all know it was if you build it, they will come.
Yeah.
And what's changed and then they'll probably close because you have a website.
Right,
exactly.
What's changed for you first from like the on-page perspective that you would start off with?
What's changed? Well, like what, 13 years ago to now? Oh God, it's like a completely
different
world.
And you have
world.
30 seconds.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, all you had was your banner and a welcome. Remember, welcome to our website.
Right.
That was the typical.
Yeah. That was.
You know, and it was just text, and you'd always put like
welcome.
Yeah. And you didn't worry about title tags and meta tags and content. Content, you just threw whatever was in there. Didn't care.
Whatever's on the brochure.
First person. Yeah. I started this company and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Now, I have to say, though, at the time, you always were very careful because nobody was on broadband, remember? So you had to be careful about your code just as you do now.
Right.
As how quickly it loads. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you've got a broadband or a dial-up, you know.
It still needs to be
that
super
has
fast,
not changed, right. But, you know, what you see when you first 3 seconds of a web page will determine whether they make the phone call or go on to the next page. That's changed.
Right.
People were so enthralled with websites at the time, so they would hang out and go click.
Looking.
Flash stuff. Mm-hmm. Anything with animation and blinking.
Ooh.
Blinking email. Email me now. Mm-hmm. Remember those?
The shiny things.
Shiny.
Let's go there.
Moving, you know, your mouse would.
Marquees.
Oh, yeah, I remember you do like.
The mouse, you know, with the following stars, you know. That's gone. So it's always, now it's clean.
Well, yeah, I see that stuff now, and it's like, this site was built in
a long time ago.
You'd be surprised, though. There are some that do add that on there.
Yeah, well, they have the nostalgia. I remember the first website I went to, it had this flashy thing, you know, with the cursor. I want that.
No,
you don't.
No. And if you do, bye-bye.
Yeah.
But,
you're going to have to work with another web design and development company if you want that.
But, so, yeah, I think that's some of the few changes.
So it's really about the focus on what happens. We get rid of the welcome you get to kind of the meat and potatoes a lot
faster.
3 seconds.
I need to know who you are. What? 3 seconds.
Yeah.
You only got that long.
Is that
long.
Like a stat that we should know?
Yeah. I heard it was 5 seconds, but 3 seconds.
One thousand.
Boom. Yeah, those 3 seconds. Yeah, most people have looked at the top. They scanned. They've looked at navigation already. If there's bullet points, they did read those.
Yeah.
If there's too much content, it's like, yeah. And it's either proceed or back button.
Right.
Yeah.
So, for example, you go to a website, and we've done some ortho sites.
Right.
You know, so you know that when patients come to a site, the first thing they want to do is find a doctor, make an appointment.
Right.
Don't make me look for it. Don't make me hunt.
Right.
You know, where's the phone number?
Make it easy.
Another great example, you're dealing with the client, and the client is like, I want orthopedic, arthroscopic, blah, 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 surgery. I was like, no, you want wrist doctor. Yes. Because from search engine optimization, people aren't typing orthopedic surgeon with X procedure and the brown hand procedure. No. They're like, my wrist hurts. I need a wrist doctor. Yes. And so there's a lot of client education on what needs to happen pretty quickly on the website in that first 3 seconds.
And don't be offended when we do rewrite it.
Yeah.
Oh, don't be offended if it comes back completely elementary high school level reading.
Yeah.
And not your... Because I've had one that came to me and he gave me brain surgeon...
level stuff.
Yeah. He says, here's my medical book. Here you can get information from your website from that. I'm like... He was dead serious. And he gave me a couple of magazines on neurosurgery.
Yeah.
And I went back to my content writers.
Brain doctor. Yes. My brain hurts. Yes. I need a brain doctor. Yes.
Yes. So I went back to the content guys and I said, have fun. You know, because he certainly wasn't going to write content. There's no way.
Yeah, he doesn't have doctors. So, just don't have the time.
Yeah, you tell your clients, let us just do it.
Yeah.
Let us just write the content for you.
What have you noticed in regards to some of the things I've noticed with, you know, the transition of times for websites? You know, the older sites usually had these big, huge banners, you know, and it was usually top navigation or whatnot. Yeah. What trends have you noticed in regards to banner sizes, most importantly?
I think that's gotten smaller. Mm-hmm. You know, people remember in the beginning it was like, I want my logo as big as possible.
Right.
And nobody could care less about your logo.
No.
It's only there for branding purposes and whether they came to the right site. So it's gotten smaller.
Right.
It's not this huge thing.
Yeah, half to the fold
almost. Right. And also we went from left navigation to top.
Right.
Where the drop downs, because now we could, because people are not comfortable with the left doing that. So we've added the navigation to the top with the drop downs.
Right.
And phone number. And smaller links in the upper right.
Right.
For the basic sitemap, contact, home, that kind of stuff.
Right.
Unnecessary filler. It's still there, but it's smaller. Not quite like this big,
big, huge
thing.
Yeah.
In or your flash.
Face. Welcome to E-Web Style.
Yeah. You know, the banners that used to have moving things in the back, you know.
Helicopter. We had a client.
I had a realtor in Colorado. He wanted his plane to do this. A plane.
Yeah.
I don't. Why plane? You're a realtor.
I'll show you the site later. That AC repair guy.
Yeah.
And he might be watching.
We're sorry if you're watching, clients.
But he had a site. Does AC repair.
Mm-hmm.
Huge flash banner.
Oh, no. Of downtown Houston.
Probably every bit of 500 or 600 pixels,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's huge. And
how long did that take to load?
But it had a helicopter that just hovered through downtown Houston and
little tiny thing. It was.
But they thought it was cool. But from a user's perspective,
cool. It was cool. He watched it.
He was trying to figure out where it's going to land.
Watching the helicopter, like, man, I'd have spent 30 seconds watching the helicopter. He was just hitting circles.
Was your 3 second rule was valid still?
Because he had though.
Well, it was valid because he had no idea what was going on the website. So you didn't accomplish that goal.
Right.
And 30 seconds was guaranteed because where's it gonna land?
Yeah, I inflated
You left the website.
Yeah.
That's all you cared about.
Yeah, when it finally landed, I was like, oh, see, pick up nobody.
That wasn't even Lifelight. That was like a news cam, a news helicopter.
Oh, no.
And so it was his analytics report, you know, time on site was definitely inflated.
Yeah.
Right.
The bounce rate was 90%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've done 3 redesigns at least of that website.
Yeah.
Frankly, because the first redesign, we got it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the advantages of having that company that does web design and search engine optimization, the actual driving the traffic.
Well, they understand the relationship.
At the end of the day, the client doesn't care if the website's good looking and I'm getting lots of traffic.
Right.
They care that they're getting lots of business.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we were sending him lots of traffic, and we knew from some partners that we have that in his type of business, it wasn't closing as much as it should be. And so we were able to.
So you went back, and then what did you do? So in the beginning, it wasn't pretty, or was it pretty?
Simplified it.
Yeah, and then you simplified it.
Less colors.
We simplified the first time, and it was still too much.
Right.
We went back again. You removed half of the colors, shortened the banner up again, improved the content, moved the form over. I mean, we really made some changes.
Yeah.
And it's been working.
Yeah, you got to get people away from all this superfluous and get them to what you want them specifically to.
Click here.
There's only one
call.
Or two things that you want.
Inform this out.
Download now, sign up now, call me now, you know, all those things. So, and that's the thing you have to make sure the client understands. When you first talk to them, what do you want them to do? When they come to your site, well, they all say, I want them to call me.
Right.
Sure.
Well, actually, you know, we get clients who are like, I don't
want them to come.
Yeah.
I want forms I want purchases, right?
Sure.
You know,
that's e-commerce, absolutely.
A client 2 weeks ago was, at one point in the meeting, was like, I want the phone to ring more. And later was like, I would prefer that the phone not ring, right? I'm like, okay.
What?
We can do that. I don't even
know
what that is, but yeah.
Sometimes it will ring, and sometimes it won't. We accomplished your goal.
Well, I'm doing the same thing. I'm taking a lot of flash stuff out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In fact, for an architect, he had a big flash home screen. It was all flash because he wanted to showcase his architects and some of his rendering. So you hovered over, and then at the bottom was the project, and it was flowing out. And that was 2 years ago, he built that pain in the butt to maintain that thing. Because he was constantly changing photos.
Oh, in flash, right.
Oh, it's nightmarish. And so finally, this last time, I said, we're done. We're moving it to jQuery.
That's what I was going to say.
It looked exactly the same.
It loaded faster.
You can see it on an iPhone and an iPad. There's none of this. You have to have flash software.
Right.
You literally just change the photo out in the HTML.
Why use Android?
but percentage uses iPad and iPhones?
Yes, it's
as much as we all love it, we gotta take an advantage. It's big. So.
Well, on the phones, on the phones it's balanced.
It's balanced, right.
On
but
the,
still, that's
on the
50%.
Tablets, it's not even close. Like, it's Apple's.
Doesn't matter though. 50% are using an iPhone.
So you have to accommodate them.
Yeah.
You can't use Flash.
Yeah, it's just like, you know.
Yeah.
Steve Jobs.
People still use IE.
Yeah.
You have to accommodate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Steve Jobs, I think, has killed Flash.
Yeah.
It's on.
It had the potential to go out. And then HTML5 is supposed to be able to do animations anyway, right?
Well, there's a couple of sites that I think that you couldn't do a lot without HTML5. It has to be Flash.
Right.
Things that are moving and you drag and you drop and all that good stuff. But HTML5 is supposed to replace that. And from what I guess Steve Jobs said, Flash, just the security wasn't good. There was too many security issues, and that's why he did not want it on his device.
That's what he says. It's an interesting parallel with the fact that you could actually play games and not pay him.
Right.
With Flash, if Flash were working. Right. So, I think it's both.
Yeah.
There was one app that would actually, the kind of website, it would check to see if Flash is working, and if it wasn't, it would give this dude with a big finger, and it would say, here you go, Steve Jobs.
Oh,
so
no,
anybody who pulled it up on an iPad or whatever,
Steve Jobs,
thanks.
Yeah. Well, one of the news things you didn't mention was HP.
HP? Oh, selling out? Like, we're
selling
done.
Selling out, we're done.
They're bowing out. Well,
we're doing software only. HP is dropping all their PC stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
it's just
because
we talked about this
on the last podcast. And we were saying that, you know, I thought it was, matter of fact, they were my blank stare last week because they spent almost $1 billion buying the Palm to implement for their tablet. And then, you know, 2 months into the launch, I was like, you know what, we're done.
You give up.
Yeah.
Surrender.
I quit. White flag, you know. And I think Google's acquisition of Motorola has some play into that.
Yep.
You know, I think I'll get
Android.
Get down or lay down type situation,
right.
You know. So I think they're just gonna fall out, and they took the money.
Yeah, they're doing the direction of IBM.
Now, are they trying to sell,
exactly,
or did they sell, or are they just closing? Because I thought
they're shutting down those
operations.
They just
shut it down because they couldn't sell it.
It was the highest revenue generator with the lowest profit.
Right.
So they made a lot of money, but they just didn't make enough money.
Profit wise.
My brother works at HP, but he's a software guy. So he builds their internal software. He's okay. I called him up, like, you good?
He's like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm good.
Now we'll be using Dells.
Kind of how ironic is that going to be? All these Dells are going to start showing up, you know? But I prefer Dell anyway. So.
Wow, that's a long journey and very Houston relevant, right? Compaq, HP, and then HP, that division shutting down.
I think the HP here is... My brother's is the software division, so luckily for Houston,
I think
we're okay. They're
it's a huge complex, like a four or five building complex.
They sold off a lot. A lot of the land's been gone. They've sold off to other different, they're leasing, so it was already in that kind of declined.
So that little Houston segment was for those listeners in Africa.
And everywhere else.
And everywhere else. So the other thing on a website, and I think this is probably a more recent change, it's not like a transition from 13 years ago to today, is what are you doing on sites and how is search engine optimization affecting your design? So one is, what am I doing with the site so that it actually converts? What about search engine? How is that playing a role for you?
For me, when I'm building the sites?
Yeah.
Well, I think the biggest thing is just this calls to action.
Right.
I mean, that's the design portion of it. Because we've talked about this before, is when you can have it optimized, showing up on the first page of the search engines, that's great. You get right. all kinds of traffic. But if nobody converts, you're dead in the water. You've spent a lot of money and nothing happens. So when I talk to clients, that's what I tell them. You know, you've got to give them something to do. The other side is the back end, the code.
Mm-hmm.
People always want to have keywords. You know, the keywords.
Somebody said something about Mela something. Oh, you mean Meta?
Meta.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's it. But the content, you know. So we're always trying to get them to put the content in there, but little keyword phrase.
Oh, yeah.
Tool.
Where you going? Okay.
Find out what are those key phrases, right?
Right, gotcha.
And we want to naturally input them in the content. We
right.
don't want to spam and trope.
Oh, yeah.
Then it's spammy looking, and they're going to go fake.
Yeah.
Drop out.
Yeah.
So it has
or
to...
Or worse, Google will flag you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, even worse, yeah. But I think from a user's perspective, when they come to the site, they want clean design and content that is broken out into bullets.
Yeah.
You want highlights and subheadings, and I want to quickly scan. Remember, left to right, mm-hmm. down, scan. Is it that what I need? Yes, click, go to the next one.
Yeah, we need to definitely be able to present the content.
Presentation is just as important, mm-hmm. as well as those key phrases. So what I try and do is I bold words, bold
right.
them, make them bigger mm-hmm. in the content.
All right, do you use bold or do you use strong?
I use strong.
Because in one of his raps, we broke that down, and I had a beef with it until I was proven wrong.
H1 is only on one page. Don't have several H1s.
Oh. H2, one per page.
Per page.
Yeah. Yeah.
Per page, H1. And H2s are, you know, have
a couple. And
but it's
as long
the
as
syntax.
You have enough supporting content for it.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's the syntax of it.
You know, one thing, I don't know how many of our podcasts you've listened.
Oh, several. All of them.
All of them. One of the things we say that is our job as SEOers and web designers, as you're talking, is to create a great experience for the Google user.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes,
so,
yes.
You know, having a header, this is what this section's about, and then a subheader, an H2, this is what this section of this big section is about, and then H3, like, here's some bullet points or whatever.
Yeah.
That is a good experience. That's mm-hmm. how we expect to read mm-hmm. articles.
And that's how newspapers, magazines, all print media has always used headings.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's no different on the web.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that I just need my heading to contain this particular key phrase.
Right.
You know, that's the only major difference.
So, I think code is just as important too.
It's highly important.
I tell people I code so that Google eats it like a feast.
Right.
When it comes
Ooh,
to the
like
website,
that. That's like
it's
a
like
thing.
A smorgasbord. It loves it because there's no extraneous cord.
Wow. I'm getting hungry.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving feast. It's like, yes, it's clean. It's fast. There's no tables. There's no extraneous code.
Right.
JavaScript has been pulled into one file, you know, and repeated through the site. The style sheets are clean. Even style sheets, you know. You can bloat style sheets.
Yeah.
So you compact that sucker as much. You compact your HTML as much. Mm-hmm. And it does make a difference.
It is a difference.
Is it the end-all be-all?
You know, just,
no, but...
Just, you know...
The small factor in that algorithm.
All of these come together, yes.
Just to give a little credibility, you know, why people should be listening to you about SEO. Also, Google Web... What is it? Houston Web Developer or mm-hmm. Designer?
Oh, Houston Web Designer.
Houston Web Designer and then Houston Web Designing, I think.
And Web Developer.
Yeah, and Web Developer.
Houston Web Design.
Position number one.
Yeah.
So good job on that. That's without our help.
Yes, I know.
Did it by herself.
Well, she did say she listened to all our podcasts.
Yes.
So. And we're going to believe that.
Yeah.
And so it drives traffic.
Yeah.
You know, but it's up to me. Just like I tell my clients, it's up to me to take that traffic and do something.
Yeah, get people to fill out the newsletter or, you know, whatever.
And SEO,
pick up the phone.
I tell people now, too, don't forget Social media.
Oh,
how
yeah.
How much of my traffic is coming from Facebook? It's almost equal to Google now.
Probably half of our podcasts now are about social, or at least include some social components.
Like now, social makes its way into the conversation.
All the time.
Facebook, LinkedIn.
Client meeting yesterday. Just anytime when we're talking web, clients call in all the time. And social will, before the conversation's over with, will have came up.
Yeah.
Either
yeah.
through, you know, usually Facebook.
Right.
Or, you know, I've been getting a lot of LinkedIn and YouTube talk lately.
Right.
Twitter's been kind of plateauing, if you will. I don't think they're growing as fast as they were.
Right.
You know, could be with the, you know, Google Plus coming in and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. But yeah, social is just as important as as headings. You know?
Absolutely. And I was talking to a financial guy this morning, and I said, you know, SEO might not work for you, but you've got to be on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
I mean, Facebook may not be your thing, but you are a professional talking to other professionals. So you've got to get on LinkedIn.
Yeah, that's his market.
He's like, oh, I have an account.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm talking
start
about
connecting.
Every single day
yeah.
getting on there, getting the discussions, getting to your website. You know?
Well, it's we did a podcast about who uses which social media,
mm-hmm.
and industrial, almost all of them use mm-hmm. LinkedIn,
mm-hmm.
right? So
mm-hmm.
if you know, if you're debating you should be doing any social, at least you should be doing LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
It may not, it's not, you know, Facebook may not be right for some widget manufacturer, right? It just may not be, especially if it's like car parts that dealers work with.
Mm-hmm.
We had a candle manufacturer call the other day. They should be doing social. Mm-hmm. Candles are very
Absolutely.
Like personal, experiential.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if they're retail,
right?
But if they're the manufacturer, then you know there's.
Well, and they're actually going to a retail market,
okay,
yeah, right?
There you go,
so they are distributing, and they want a retail market.
They
so
need to be
it's
out there,
yeah. yeah. One thing that I know you do a newsletter,
mm-hmm.
and it's something that we need to do here. Where you've actually castigated us
do
on that.
Do as I say, not as I do.
What? So it seems like, you know, we talk about newsletters to a lot of our clients, and often don't get to them because we're expanding other campaigns, and we'll get to them eventually. We say that newsletters are a great touch point with the client, and how, like, compare contrast Facebook, because that's a touch point. And the newsletter, any experiences that you've had between the difference between the two?
I use Facebook as a tool to get people to my
newsletter.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing.
Right.
So once I have them, it's a push now marketing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if
Facebook still is a bit of a, they've got to go check
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
and click.
And it
yeah.
depends on when I post if they're going to see it. Because
right.
you imagine you've got that 30-second window, they're scrolling down. But if I'm at the bottom, I did it an hour ago.
Mm-hmm. They're not going to see it.
I'm gone now. So you have to do it all.
Yeah.
I mean, you really do.
Yeah. Yeah.
The podcast, the video blogs, the newsletter, the social media, you got to do it. So with newsletters, I now have their name, their
right.
email.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're interested in what I'm saying in
right.
some capacity.
Right, because
so
they haven't unsubscribed yet.
Right, they haven't unsubscribed. You know, I'm so far so good. I get one unsubscribe every 6 months, you know, who
right.
knows why. But, you know, I always want to email them back. Can I just ask
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
But
hey,
I don't.
Hey, I think you accidentally clicked unsubscribe.
I don't want to be pushy about it, but I just for my own sake, you know, not that I'm mad.
I'm taking
know.
It personal.
But
teeth,
you do.
You know.
There's a little
Oh. Don't be unsubscribing, fool. No.
That's great.
Yeah.
You need an audio of that.
Put your Mr. T, you know.
I pity the poor fool who unsubscribes my newsletter.
Oh, that's exactly it. But Facebook drives it in. So about 4 or 5 times a month, I've got a new subscription. But when I'm at trade shows, when I'm at expos, I've got my bowl.
Right.
You know, but win an iPod or, you know, a little iPod.
Yeah, the Nano.
I take a picture of it because they come, oh, I'm going to win an iPhone. I'm like, no, this.
Yeah, yeah.
See this thing clipped right here?
That's
that's actually.
So don't get too excited.
And it's slightly used.
My kids don't want it anymore. So.
Yeah. It's good. Dude, you make that sound better. It's preloaded.
Yeah, right. It's preloaded.
But it's.
And already been loved.
Yeah, it's already had music on it.
That's
good
great.
To go.
Oh God, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so the you know those are all kinds of emails that they're opted in. They
right.
have agreed to be. I never mm-hmm. use subscription lists, so it's growing. And only in the past year that I've really pushed the email marketing. So every time I send out email, I'll get about 3 or 4 responses back, either requesting for services. more information. Call me about this, because it's always about what they want to hear.
Yeah.
It's not about top 10 web design tricks.
Right.
Care less about that stuff. They want to know how to get on number one themselves.
Right.
My feeling is, if you want to do it yourself, I will give you information so that you have the knowledge.
That's what we do in the podcast. Exactly. Yeah.
Make it easy for them, and once you realize...
And, oh, by the way, you shouldn't be.
Once you realize how hard it really is, even pay-per-click, you get people, oh, I tried pay-per-click, it didn't work for me. Well, you weren't doing it right.
Yeah.
You know, and you were too cheap about it. You tried $50
I mean, the simple question is, are other people in your industry doing pay-per-click? Have they been doing it for a long period of time? Do you think they're just throwing money away?
Right.
No.
Right.
So they're doing it right, you were doing it wrong. Right. Yeah.
So that's the kind of, and I, with my clients, I tell them email newsletters and your blog, do both. So they're afraid about content. I can't do it all. So I've taken my newsletter and put it on my blog.
Yeah.
You know, so they get interchanged.
Right.
One gets posted on Facebook, one gets posted on LinkedIn.
By the way, how can somebody subscribe to your newsletter?
Yeah.
Go to my website at globalspecs.com, and on the right is subscribe now, and you get 30 email marketing
tips. And that's SPEX, right?
SPEX is an x-ray .com.
X is an x-ray.
I like that.
Yeah, subscribe, fool.
And don't unsubscribe.
I think I'm going to do a whole campaign about that. Social, yeah. Mr. T Social.
Mr. That's awesome.
On Twitter. Follow me, fool.
Like me, fool. G plus me, fool.
Tweet me, fool.
Retweet me.
Oh, man. That's
whenever
be awesome.
You hover over
that'll be
the
at,
little icon.
At Mr. Social, Mr. T Social. Maybe Mr. S.
That's great.
Oh, no.
That's
I'll figure out something.
That is that is awesome. Well, we really appreciate you coming in today.
I'm glad I came. It was fun.
And joining us in our podcast, some great information. Again, you could find Christina at Global Specs. That's SPEX.com. She is here in Houston and does phenomenal stuff. We've actually looked at some of your work. So, yeah. Well, thank you.
We're sharing.
Yeah. We do a little bit back and forth. Hey, this is a client that I think you guys might handle a little better than me, and vice versa. So, so maybe we'll.
Blank still.
Blank stare news. It's that time. You got your blank. You're ready.
Okay. We prepared. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was good. Blank. That was good.
Blank. That was all the way blank. Boy, I was talking about, I was like, if you look hard enough, you might see through me.
Yeah.
I was
talking about right then. You know that Zen moment where your mind is shut off? That's where I was.
I wasn't shut off, but I was blank.
Yeah.
That was good. So check this out. Blank stare at GameStop. And this guy, I used to be a gamer.
Right.
Like, I used to be heavy on the game. PS3 user, really wasn't big in the Xbox. Anyway, so it was a new game came out. New game came out called Human Evolution.
Human Evolution.
Yeah. Okay. Pretty. Apparently, they have
a fan base. Fool who evolves.
Yeah. They have a fan base who likes the game or whatnot, and so they did the release. And inside their packaging, they had a free $50 coupon to buy the game online with the company called OnLive Gaming.
OnLive, right?
People at GameStop opened up all the packages, took the coupons out, and put them on the shelf.
Oh!
Yeah. Because they, quote-unquote, didn't want to promote a competitor.
Yeah, I mean...
It's a sealed package from the manufacturer.
Yeah, that's like pulling out a cutting a box, like a cereal boxes with, like, all the coupons off of them or something.
So, yeah, GameStop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I pity the fool who take my coupon.
Man, that's going to go. That's good. Look what you started.
Next thing you know.
It's all Christina's fault.
GameStop. Chill out, man. That wasn't right. Don't do that. No.
Yeah.
It always backfires. Karma, man. Karma.
Maybe our tip will be I pity the fool who unsubscribes, or like,
pity the fool call me during the podcast.
The fool didn't put her on vibrate.
Ooh, she just called you.
Got me. Oh, low blow.
All right. You guys have been listening to the most popular SEO podcast on iTunes. That is because of you. We really appreciate when you go out to iTunes, create an account. It was a three steps.
Yeah, go to iTunes, create the account, and review us.
And then send us a note either on Facebook or podcast at e-webstyle.com. Tweet us, Facebook us, make sure you like us. We've got G+ accounts.
Yeah, if you in the mood, that's what I'm going to say. Yeah. If you just really feeling good, go to Google, search SEO podcast. We will come up first page. Plus one us.
Yeah.
Give me a plus. I so appreciate it.
We're doing a little kind of stats on how many people have plus one us and what effect that has on ranking, mm-hmm. if any. So that would be some good information to get back to you. Christina Hawkins, again, thank you very much for coming in. Until the next podcast, my name is Chris Burris. Bye-bye for now. Slightly raised up, highbrow, highbrow. Tamely, gamely, headed my way. Cool as mountain snow, girl, glow, girl. Pining, shining, needing some play. Where have you been all my life? Something pure yet so refined. She's gonna set me free.